weighing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. But this program is about the lines themselves. We're going right to the lines, right to the lines. In order, starting with Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary of Sussex?
Hi. I think you're really a fair guy. You do give me time to speak, but then you got to give me a time. If you say something like the other day, I brought up the fact about how come Nancy Pelosi isn't subpoenaed to talk, and some of these officials, police officers at the Capitol weren't subpoenaed during these hearings and stuff like that. And then you said, I read on the internet or something like that, and then I didn't get a chance to respond. No, I heard it out of my own ears. Ted Cruz interviewing a woman from the FBI, and every time he asked her a question, like, you know, why weren't the National Guard brought in? And then she said, I can't answer that. Why were all these police officers sent home early that day? I can't answer that. It wasn't that I read this off the internet. It's what I heard out of my own ears and saw out of my own eyes, you know, with Cruz interviewing her. Now, the point, that's one thing. Now, this morning you mentioned about, and you do support people being protected and threats put, you know, threatened against them and stuff like that. But what about Kathy Griffin when she's out there having a rope around a puppet of Trump, dragging that around and hanging him? Johnny Depp going out there and saying to a group of people, you know, when was the last time a president was assassinated? Maybe it's about time something like that happens now. Madonna, she says, I'm thinking about blowing up the White House. Now, how come these people are not in federal prisons right now for death threats?
Well, let me respond to all that, Gary, because we have limited time. We have 2 hours here. And I'm happy to give you plenty of time. If a liberal called into any conservative radio station, they wouldn't even be put on the air. So I am happy to put you on. That said, I've got to address some of what you said. First of all, we said that Ted Cruz is one of the least reliable people that I have ever seen. And you said he interviewed a woman who's an FBI agent. She said, I can't answer why there was no National Guard there. The reason was because Trump did not order the military or the National Guard in, but Pence did. Pence called up. He heard people saying, hang Mike Pence. He said, send the National Guard and the military. And then Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for Trump, called back and countermanded it, said Trump's the commander in chief, not Pence. Call off the dogs. Secondly, there are not a lot of people just released or let home early, wherever you may have heard that. There was not a lot of police officers there simply because what they had was normally sufficient. Nobody could anticipate that Trump, Mo Briggs, Giuliani, and the rest would get up there and say, go up and storm the Capitol. So there's that. Secondly, when you're talking about various celebrities, about what they said about violence, I couldn't agree more. Arrest them if they said that. Now, I do not ever recall Madonna saying she should blow up the White House, okay? If she said something like that, the Secret Service would have come. So one of the things you may want to sort out is what you hear accurate, or is it on the internet? When you say it's your own ears, say with Cruz, I've just given you the response to that. The woman didn't say anything other than I can't answer it. What is she going to say? The president of the United States is a traitor and he countermanded a lawful order by the vice president? She's not going to say that. The one thing that you did say about a celebrity was the one that put the noose around the Trump doll. That is true. That is true. I don't know if Johnny Depp said that, whatever you said he said. Maybe he did. If he did, he should be prosecuted. The woman that had the noose around the neck should be prosecuted. Now, I will tell you this. There was a, at the UW-Madison football game a couple of years ago, it was during the 2016 race. Somebody showed up in the stands and they had a noose around Hillary Clinton's neck and they had a noose around Eric Holder's neck, you know, a puppet. And I advocated at the time, prosecute them. That's a threat, just like the woman that did it with the Trump doll. Absolutely. Prosecute them. That stuff has never gotten prosecuted. Why has it never gotten prosecuted? Go, oh, well, you know, just give them a good talking to. That was the whole point of my segment, Gary, is I want to be a lot more aggressive about doing it. And I don't care if it's Johnny Depp. I don't care if it's whatever the celebrity was you said with the noose. I don't care if it's Madonna. If she did say that, prosecute him. Absolutely. But prosecute the other side, too. With regard to how often you get on here, you get as much or more time than any of the other callers that get in. I got 2 hours. I don't have time for a dialogue with everybody. Everybody gets one call per my show, one call. And then when they have it, they have their say, then I respond. And you just came and responded from the other day. That's fine. But you have to understand, you know, we are advertisers, and this is not the Matt and Gary show. This is the Matt show. So thank you for calling. I invite you to do it again. Lines are live. We're going next. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
I don't know. I'm sickened. I'm sickened by the whole gal dang bunch of those people. I'm sickened by our Nazi senator, Ron Johnson, who pulled that crap. And then when he's all over nightly laugh shows, what he did. It isn't even funny what he did to the people in the state of Wisconsin trying to mess up our votes, you know, totally disregard our votes, break the Golding law, and he keeps running around and collecting money and making decisions on Homeland Security. Give me a effing break. I am so sick of these people trying to cover up the worst crime of the century that's ever happened in our goddamn government, and these sons of guns are still collecting our taxpayer dollars. These people committed a goddamn crime, and I can't wait till they get them all together and line them up and put them on a bus, and they can't ship those people far enough away or in a deep prison, as far as I'm concerned, because this is nuts. And God darn it, the guy that sticks kids in cages, give me a break. The guy who lies about a pandemic starting, give me a break. The guy who gave the biggest tax cuts to the wealthiest people, give me a break. Those Republicans don't do a goddamn thing for the people in our country except cause chaos and death. So, goddarn it, I've had it with these people. And start watching the goddarn hearings, sir, because you know what? You better wake up, because you're hurting all of us with your fake news and your fake excuses for these people that aren't even Republicans. I mean, they're just sick. So, anyway, I'm sorry, Matt.
Right. Thanks a lot, Gene. I love your passion, as always. And all I'll say is this, is all points of view are welcome. And people can call in, and I give them their say a little bit. And I give the response, which is usually, I think, plenty, but I'm glad to have other responses. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. And Gary is looking for a second shot, and we'd all like that second shot some mornings, but that's just the way it is. That, and with the recent evidence coming out with Ron Johnson, I mean, the denial's there, and we'll have to see the full information there, but I'm wondering how far the whole fake electors thing is going to drill down in the whole in our state capitol there, because it sounds like Scott Fitzgerald was involved in it, that because he set up the meeting room for those guys to get together and have their little, you know, make their fraudulent, you know, fake elector ballots, and that every single one of them, no matter how tangentially connected to this, should actually, you know, get drawn into this and be prosecuted for it, because, you know, that the whole, and the whole accessory after the fact, who's trying to cover this thing up, you know, who's, you know, in the damage control mode right here, that if you're covering up for a crime, that it's a whole different thing than this than trying to damage control.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And we're going to do a segment on the fraudulent electors that's coming up. Mark, thanks a lot for calling in. That's excellent comments. Pizza Box Mike, we have about 2 minutes. If you can boil it down, my friend, what's on your mind, a Pizza Box Mike?
Yeah, Gary, I just got to let you know that Robin Boss is not responsible for calling up the National Guard or the police as Speaker of the House, and neither is Nancy Pelosi. That's the governors and also the police departments and the president that can do that kind of thing. And Gary, this alternate slate of electors to match the alternate state of reality that you people live in, and I will say you people, have you seen the ads by the Republicans? Over 100 ads all about guns, hunting rhinos, and all this stuff. Don't talk about violence when it's taken out of context, when you're talking about somebody that may have made a joke. But Gary's ears heard it, everybody. It was his ears that heard it, not his eyes or his brain or anything else that's watching this. His ears.
Pizza Box, you are terrific. Pizza Box Mike is my fellow host. Pizza Box Mike co-hosts, or he guest hosts this show sometimes. He also has a terrific show on the weekend, Saturday, Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. He says it really direct, and he's right on the money. Pizza Box Mike, thank you for coming in with that excellent comment. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.